on Tommy, by Old Trout. Tommy is appearing at the Central Criminal Court, the Old Bailey, today. It is supposedly for a rehearing of a contempt of court charge originally heard at Leeds Crown Court on 25 May, which was quashed on appeal on 1 August and ordered to be reheard. However, I watched a live stream by Tommy last week in which he stated that two other charges are being pressed. I watched this again at the weekend, in the company of others. First, a partial timeline for 2018. In early March, Martin Soner, an Austrian EU citizen, and Brittany Pettibone, a US citizen, are barred from entering the UK by the then Home Secretary, Amber Rudd. She also barred Lauren Southern, a Canadian citizen, from entering the UK. Martin Soner had wanted to give a speech on free speech at Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park. 12 March, Tommy delivers Soner's speech at Speaker's Corner. Plodder out in force filming everyone. 6 May, hash day for freedom on Whitehall outside Downing Street. Lots of plod and the pubs are open. Tommy is there. 25 May, Leeds Crown Court. The jury in the second trial in a series of three linked trials has already delivered its verdict. This was the sentencing hearing. At some point between the first and second trial, a reporting restriction was put in place. However, the names of the alleged perpetrators in the alleged gang rapes have already been published on the internet by the BBC and are thus in the public domain. Tommy was outside the court doing a live stream and quoting the BBC website when he was arrested for a breach of the peace. Within in the space of a few hours he was in prison, HMP Hull, for contempt of court, the reporting restriction, postponement order section 42 Contempt of Court Act 1981. 9 June, hash free Tommy rally on Whitehall outside Downing Street again. Plenty of plod and the pubs are open. 14 June, Tommy is moved to HMP only. The conditions of his imprisonment have a serious, detrimental effect on him. 3 July, Tommy's appeal was due to be heard on 10 July and his family reveal that this has been pushed back. 14 July, hash free Tommy rally on Whitehall. The stage is not outside Downing Street, it is moved in the Trafalgar Square direction. We had thought that this rally would either be a protest about his continuing imprisonment or a celebration of his release, but, as the appeal has not been heard, it was neither. Plodder out in force again and order all the pubs on Whitehall to close shortly after 3:00. 18 July, the appeal is heard at the Royal Courts of Justice. Tommy's barrister, Jeremy Dean QC, makes powerful arguments against the summary justice in Leeds on 25 May. The three judges reserve their opinion for a later date. 1 August, the judgment is delivered. They quash the conviction of 25 May and order a rehearing as soon as possible. Tommy is released on bail with the main condition being that he attend the rehearing. 4 September. The rehearing should be heard, but the prosecution is not ready and it is postponed until 27 September. Between then and today they have rustled up the two further charges. Hence, today we have a purported rehearing of the original charge of 25 May with two extra charges being pressed. These have nothing to do with contempt of court, in my opinion, but rather have something to do with hurt he feels for alleged non-crime hate incidents. His barrister from the appeal, Jeremy Dean QC, is not representing Tommy today. His opinion to Tommy was that Tommy should prostrate himself before the court and hope for their mercy, otherwise he is facing 2 years in prison. Tommy has sought another opinion. Let us see what unfolds today. Copyright Old Trout 2018.